we can go beyond the limits. We're not go beyond the limits. The limitations are the limitations. This sutta reminded me of another one, and I just want to read you a few verses from it. If you want to contemplate this sutta, you might want to read it in conjunction with number 143 in the Middle Length Discourses, Advice to Anathapindika. Anathapindika was dying, and Sariputta went and gave him a teaching. And I'd just like to read some of this to you as the closing for this evening's talk, because the language is slightly different. Sometimes hearing slightly different words can spark a little bit more understanding. And this adds the word cling to, rather in addition to dependence upon, which again refers to that quality of attachment. And this also includes the training. I love this. You should train yourself thus. So this book uses training. This sutta uses training. That one uses meditate. Okay. You should train yourself thus. I will not cling to the I, and my consciousness will not be dependent upon the I. Thus you should train. You should train thus. I will not cling to the ear. I will not cling to the nose. I will not cling to the tongue. I will not cling to the body. I will not cling to the mind. And my consciousness will not be dependent upon the mind. Thus you should train. You should train thus. I will not cling to forms. I will not cling to sounds. I will not cling to odors. I will not cling to flavors. I will not cling to tangibles. I will not cling to mind objects. And my consciousness will not be dependent upon mind objects. And all of those other things. Those were all dot, dot, dots. Thus you should train. You should train thus. I will not cling to eye consciousness. I will not cling to ear consciousness. I will not cling to nose consciousness. I will not cling to tongue consciousness. I will not cling to body consciousness. I will not cling to mind consciousness. And my consciousness will not be dependent upon these. Thus you should train. You should train thus. I will not cling to eye contact. I will not cling to ear contact. I will not cling to nose contact. I will not cling to tongue contact. I will not cling to body contact. I will not cling to mind contact. And my consciousness will not be dependent upon these contacts. Thus you should train. You should train thus. I will not cling to feeling born of each of these kinds of contact. And my consciousness will not be dependent to feeling born of each of these kinds of contact. I will not cling to the earth element. I will not cling to the water element. I will not cling to the fire element. I will not cling to the air element. I will not cling to the space element. I will not cling to the consciousness element. And my consciousness will not be dependent upon these elements. Thus you should train. You should train thus. I will not cling to form. I will not cling to feeling. I will not cling to perception. I will not cling to formations. I will not cling to consciousness. And my consciousness will not be dependent upon consciousness. Thus you should train. I will not cling to the base of the infinite space. I will not cling to infinite consciousness. I will not cling to nothingness. I will not cling to neither perception nor non-perception. And my consciousness will not be dependent upon these perceptions. Thus you should train. You should train thus. I will not cling to this world, and my consciousness will not be dependent upon this world. I will not cling to the world beyond, and my consciousness will not be dependent upon the world beyond. Thus you should train. You should train thus. I will not cling to what is seen, heard, sensed, cognized, encountered, sought after, and examined by the mind. And my consciousness will not be dependent upon that. Thus you should train. When this was said, the householder Anathapindika wept and shed tears. And then he described exclamations of joy and wonder at hearing such a talk on the Dhamma. Sometimes I read that to myself like a guided meditation. And each time I hear one, will not cling to forms, I see if there's a possibility of just releasing any interest in grasping forms. I will not cling to sounds, release any interest in grasping sounds. And with each one, kind of let that experience shed and just stay open to what the experience might be with a consciousness that releases each one of those experiences. That's number 143, and I would encourage you to check it out, to read the whole sutta. It's only 4 pages.